Okay, we're brachas daf nun gimel lamed aleph. We're starting 5 lines from the bottom. So we're continuing our discussion about the halachas of making the bracha of bari mariyesh on Matzoy Shabbos on Saturday night, and we're continuing with the halachas of that. Okay, so we're at the two dots. Tana rabbanan nachri shehidlik mi yisrael. If you have a nachri that was madlik from Yisrael, have a non-Jew who lit from Yisrael, the Yisrael shehidlik mi nachri, or the Yav Yisrael that was madlik from, if you have a god that lit from Yisrael, or the Yav Yisrael that was madlik from a nachri, mevarchen alav. You can make a bracha bori meir eish. That's adequate to make a bracha bori meir eish. Nachri mi nachri, if you're talking about a non-Jew lighting from another non-Jew, ein mevarchen alav. It says you cannot be mevarech on it. You can't make the bracha bori meir eish, and you certainly can't make it on the ner of a nachri that was lit on Matzoy Shabbos, and we'll explain that shortly. Okay, so the Gemara says, Maishna nachri mi nachri delay mishum delay Shabbos. What's the reason why one non-Jew from another non-Jew you can't light it because delay Shabbos? So if it fell, in other words, because we're concerned that it was a ner that was lit on Shabbos, even though a guy doesn't have to keep Shabbos, even though a non-Jew is not obligated to keep Shabbos, but they set up this halacha that you make the bori meir eish on a ner that was Shabbos, meaning a ner that wasn't lit on Shabbos or wasn't used on Shabbos. So Gemara says, "Ihachi." So there's my shachi nachri minachri delo mishum delay Shabbos. Why nachri minachri is not acceptable because it wasn't Shabbos. Ihachi Yisro minachri nami olay Shabbos. So Yisro from a guy should also have the same problem. It wasn't Shabbos. So v'chi seima hachi sura azulei v'hach rinahu. So maybe you'll say that the reason by Yisrael minachri, in other words, the fact that it's now in the rishis of Yisrael, makes it that it's a new light. V'hach rinahu, it's another one. V'yada di Yisrael kol misyalde. And therefore, it has a halacha of a ner shi Yisrael because it was in the rishus of the Yisrael. In other words, as the flame continues burning, it's considered to be a new light. So Elohad Tanya says we're going to have a kash on this. Elohad Tanya Moti Shel Heves the rishus of Rabim Chayev. If somebody is this is a halach and hilchah Shabbos. If somebody's Moti Shel Heves to rishus of Rabim. In other words, there's a halach on Shabbos. You're not allowed to carry from a private domain to a public domain, from Rishus Yochet to Rishus Rabim. So that which we learned in a brisa, Hamaitzi Shalhevis to Rishus Rabim Chayiv. Somebody was Maitzi a flame from Rishus Yochet, he's Chayiv, meaning he transgressed one of the 39 malachas of Shabbos. Amai Chayiv? Why is he Chayiv? Mash Akar lo Iniyachu, Mash Iniyach lo Akar. What? In other words, in order to be Chayiv for Hotzah, which is one of 39 halachas on Shabbos, you have to do, in other words, for the halach of being motzi, taking something out from one domain to another domain, he has to be and do an akira in the one domain and a hanach in the other domain. But according to what we're saying, that assuming that the ner is considered to be a new ner and it's not the same one, and that's why Yisrael mi nachri, you could make a brach on it, but it says then you shouldn't be chayiv at all because mashakar lo iniyach or mashiniyach lo akar. You didn't do an akira and hanach on the same thing. It's not the same object that you took out. And we're talking over here where it's an interesting case. We're talking about where the cheres, the container that the flame is in, is too small, doesn't have the shear of chashivas of importance to be chaya for that itself. So in other words, the only thing that you would be carrying that would be eligible for you, the only thing that would be considered to be carrying would be the shalhevis, would be the flame. The Gemara says, Alili olam the isura nami isa. The Gemara says, Li'aylam, the Yisur Nami Isa. Yisur is also there. The Kikamavarech Atusefta de Hetera Kamavarech. You're making the bracha on the Tesefis of Heter, meaning, of course, the original Nair is there. And that's a problem. And that's why you're Chayiv on Shabbos. But what you're making the bracha Bori Me'aish on, you're making it on the Tesefis de Hetera, you're making the bracha. And therefore, that's why Yisrael shehidlik minachri, you can make the bracha bori meish. The Gemara says, Yahachi nachri minachri nami. Gemara says, if that's the case, then you should even have a nachri from a nachri should also be okay. In other words, because if one Nachri lights it from another Nachri after Shabbos, so it was Maisif. So you don't have to worry about the fact that the Ner was in existence on Shabbos. It was a Ner Sholei Shabbos, either a Ner that was lit on Shabbos or a Ner that was used on Shabbos for some halacha. Doesn't make a difference. Gemara says, Ein Achinami. You're right. There really is no problem with Nachri Nachri. It's Ein Achinami. Gzeira Mishum Nachri Rishon V'Yomid Rishon. The only reason why the Chazal said you can't make a bracha Boromir Eish on a Ner that was lit from a Nachri to another Nachri on Matzai Shabbos is because we're worried that somebody's going to come. People are in a rush to make Havdalah. So as soon as Matzai Shabbos comes, they'll see the Ner and I'll make the bracha before it has that chance for that Tesefis, which probably takes only a second or so, but we're concerned, we're choshish that it's not going to be, you're not going to wait for that. And because of that, they also made a gzeira on the Nachri from a Nachri, even though a Nachri from a Nachri shouldn't be a problem, it was after Shabbos, but nevertheless, we still said you can't do that. And Tesefis explains that even though normally the whole thing is only a gzeira, even by a Nachri, it's really only a gzeira, you just wait another second. But he says this is one of the things that we say, it's kul echad gzeira, meaning they feel that they need to make that gzeira because otherwise the other one won't, as Taisa says, iloha lo kaimiha, if you don't make a gzeira on that, the other one won't be kept in existence either. People are going to come to say, what do I need the second nachri for? It's enough to make the bracha boromir eish even on the nair of the first nachri, of the first non-Jew. Okay, Tana Rabban, hay mahalach chutz lekrach v'ro or, if somebody's being mahalach chutz lekrach and he saw a fire. Imrov Nachri Meinu Mevarech. If Rov of the city is going, he cannot make a brach on it. Imrov Yisrael Mevarech. But as a Rov Yisrael, he could make a brach. Haguf Akasha. It's a stira. Amritz, we said Imrov Nachri Meinu Mevarech. The first part of the Braisa said that if it's Rov Goyim, you don't make a brach. Hamechso Mechso Mevarech. So it's Mashma. If it's a 50-50 population, is 50% Goyim, 50% Jews, you could make a brach. Bahadur Tani Imrov Yisrael Mevarech. And then we learned Imrov Yisrael Mevarech. Hamechso Mechso Einu Mevarech. He says, even half and half. In other words, it says, if Rav Yisrael, you make a bracha, but if it's Mechsa Mechsa, you don't make a bracha. So the Gemara says, in other words, Mashma, it has to be Rav Yisrael. And here it's Mashma, it's only a problem if it's Rav Nachum, the first part. The Gemara says, but din hu dafilu Mechsa Mechsa nami mevarech. Even Mechsa Mechsa, you could make a bracha. You don't need to have Rav Yisrael. It's enough to have half and half. He says, "Va'idi to Tony Reisha, Reiv Nachrim." Since the Reisha said that wanted to tell you when you can't make a bracha is when it's Reiv Nachrim, so Tana say for Reiv Yisrael. But the safe is really Lav Davka. It doesn't mean Reiv Yisrael. You need to be Mavarech. It's enough if you have 50-50. And what's the reason? The reason is because even you could assume at least one Nachri probably didn't light it on Shabbos, so it's not going to be a problem as far as that goes. Okay, more on the halakas of making Bermeish. Tana Rabbana, I'm a halachutz lekrach. If somebody's going. And he saw a tinuk with a torch in his hand. The Brisa says, you check after him. If he's Yisrael, he can make a bracha. If he's a guy, ainu mevarech. So Gemara says, my ear, you tinuk. He says, what do you have to talk about a case? So Gemara is analyzing the Brisa. What do you have to talk about a case of a tinuk, of a child? Afilo gadol nami. Even a gadol also. Check if he's a Yisrael, you can make a bracha. And if he's a guy, you can't make a bracha. So Amar Rav Yudah Marav, Hachab et Samach L'shkiyas HaChamas Kinen. He says, we're talking about where it's right after, you don't really mean Shkia, but right after Tzeisak Rechavim, the time that Shabbos was over. Gadol Mucha Milsa Devari Nachrihu. If a gadol's walking around like that with a nair so close, like a second or so after Shabbos, you know for sure that he's a non-Jew. But a tinok, a child, Amy Yisrael who Ikri benokid. It happened to be that he lit the candle. Ikri took his candle and lit it, and therefore, so it depends. If it's a Nachri, then we have the Gzera. You can't let, even a Nachri that lit from another Nachri, you can't make Bori Mirage. But if the Tinuk is a Yisrael, then it's okay. You can make Bori Mirage. Okay, Tana Rabbanan. Next, Haya Mahala Chutzla Krach Baro Or. Somebody's going outside the city and he sees a light. Imavik Kifia Kivshain, if it's light, like the, if it's thick, like the piakiv shul mevarech alav, like the mouth of a furnace, you can make a bracha. Be'ma v'enu mevarech alav. And that you can't make a bracha. Tani chada. He also learned in a brisa or shel kiv shul mevarech alav. The light of a furnace, you could make a bracha b'armer yeshon. But tani idach ein mevarech alav. Another brisa says you can't. So Gemara Rima says loy kasha ha betchila ha betseif. Betchila, when you first light the furnace, they're lighting it to burn the stones or whatever they're doing. But they're not. It's not for ore. In other words, one of the prerequisites to make a bracha borei mireyesh is it has to be lit for or. But he says, basayif, after it's been burning for a while, so then he says it is made for or, and therefore that's why you can make a bracha. Tani chada, we also learned in a brisa, or shel tanner b'shel kirayim mevarchen alav, the light of a tanner and a kirayim, it's another type of ovens, mevarch, times that they had in time of Chazal, in time of Gemara, mevarchen alav, etanya yidachein mevarchen alav. We have another brisa that says you can't make a bracha on it. So Gemara says, lo kasha habet chila halabasayif. Again, a similar teretz. It depends if you're talking about at the beginning it was made for the cooking, and at the end you could say it was made for light. In other words, and therefore you can make a bracha b'remesh. Tani chad or shel beis kenes v'shel beis medrash mevarchen alav. Another steer in two brises. We have a steer that says or shel beis kenes v'shel beis medrash mevarchen alav. The light of the shul or a beis medrash yeshiva whatever mevarchen alav. Tani yidachein mevarchen alav. Another brise says you can't make a bracha on that light. Lo kasha. Right? Those days they used candles, or maybe even, alright, we'll talk about that, about electric lights in a few minutes, maybe. Lo kasha adi kolam choshev, vadalek kolam choshev. Talk, it depends if there's an adam choshev, or there's not an adam choshev. So Rashi, Tysus learns it differently, we'll go by like Rashi's approach. He says, if there is an adam choshev, it may be that it wasn't lit for the purpose of light, it was just lit for the covet of the adam choshev who happens to be there. If there's no adam choshev there, then we could assume it was lit for the purpose of light, and therefore you could make a brachan. Bibay same avahav adi ik adam choshev. Or you could say, it's talking about when there is an Adam Chasha there. V'lei Kasha, in other words, Hadika Chazana, Hadaleka Chazana. If there's a Chazan there, meaning a Chazan over here means like a Shamish. So he eats in the shul, so then it was lit for the purpose of light. You know, even though there's an Adam Chasha, but there's a purpose of the light that it was lit for light, and then you can make Borim your age. Hadaleka Adam Chazana, where there's no Chazan there, then you cannot make the bracha. V'bay Yisema, another approach to these two brises is Havadika Chazana. Both cases, both brises are talking where there is a chazan there, meaning the chazan over here means a shamish again. One's talking about where there is a moon. In other words, where there's a moon, that he could eat by the light of the moon. And so they don't really, in other words, so then you assume that it's possible that the ner that's lit in the candle, the light that's lit in the Beis Knesses, it's for the sake of the Adam Choshev, but not for the sake of having light. Vadalek Asara, where there's no moon, then you could say that it was lit for the purpose of war as well, because there is a chazana there. All right, so Tysus learns maybe, Rabbeinu Hanano says learns maybe the opposite, that if there's an Adam Choshev, it was lit for light. If there's no Adam Choshev, maybe it was done for the covet of the Beis Knesses, and therefore you wouldn't make a bracha. All right. Tana Rabbanim. Hayosh Beis HaMedrash V'yiv Or Lefneim. Somebody sitting in the Beis Medrash, and they brought light in front of him. Beishamai Oimerin, Beishamai says, Kol Echad V'Echad Mevarech Liatzmo. Each one should make a bracha by himself. Well, Beisil Lomim, Echad Mevarech Likulim. One should make a bracha for the whole tzibur, for the whole olam. Mashem Shenemar Bereiv Am Hadrits Melech. That's a better way to make a bracha. So in general, this is a principle you see by brachas, that it's always better to have one, in other words, it's a more of a hiddur, more of a nice thing for the bracha, Bereiv Am Hadrits Melech. So it's better to make a bracha. It's better to make a bracha b'raivam. In other words, we have one person make the bracha for everybody. We understand why Beisul says one should make the bracha bar mireish for the whole Beis Medrash. They're sitting there learning after Shabbos. What's the reason for Beis Shammai? Why does he hold that you should do it in the less preferred way? So he says, because there's a problem over here. The reason is kusavrin nebitl Beis Medrash, because we're concerned about the mavatl the Beis Medrash. People are going to have to stop learning. And it's easier, it's going to take less time. You see how important every minute is for learning. You get that from Daf Yomi also. It's going to take less time to have each person to make it on their own, rather than everybody stopping and have to listen to the bruch. It has to be said loud and clear. Tani Nami Hachi, Shal Beis Rabbi Gamliel. Another brisa which supports this logic is in the house of Rabbi Gamliel, Lohayo Amrim Marpa, the Beis Medrash. They would not say Marpa. Marpa is like a Gesundheit, or bless you after somebody sneezes. They wouldn't say that in the Beis Medrash, maybe Bittul Beis Medrash, because it would waste time from the learning. So you see that same svar like Beis Shammai. There's an interesting Gilyon Ashas brings over here. He says, which Rabbi Kiva Eger, he says this is in the Pirkei de Rabbi Elezer, just about the whole custom of saying Marpeh, or like we say Gesundheit, or bless you after somebody sneezes. He says that from the day Shemayim Baris was created, from the day the heavens were created, there wasn't a person, people used to not get sick. This may be well known to many people. They used to not get sick, but what happened was they were on the road or they were in the market, they would sneeze, and that would be the end. They would be gone. So Yaakov Avinu came, and he was Mavakesh Rachamim. And he asked, he said, Hashem, please don't take me until I have a chance to at least give a tzivui, give a will over to my sons and daughters. And he was Mespal, and Hashem accepted that tefillah. The people, Baruch Hashem, they're not, now nature is that people don't die from sneezing. They don't pass away. So he says, that's why it's a person is chaya. That's why we have a custom. Person's obligated, actually. He said the Pirkei Rebbelez has to say, when you hear somebody sneeze, chayim, life. He says that this death was turned to light. So that's the reason why we say it. That's where it comes from. Actually, he's saying it's even a chiv. But in the Beis Medrash, you don't say it. All right. Ayin Bevarach, now we're going to the next part of the Mishnah. Ayin Bevarach in law, anir v'lo b'sum shal mesim. A person cannot make a bracha on the ner or b'sumim of a mace. My time in there, lechavadu avdida, b'samal avuri rechul davida. So what's the reason? A candle is made for covet. In other words, it's only made for the covet of the mace. It's not made for light. So like we said before, that wouldn't be, you can't make a bar mirash on it. B'samim, the bracha b'samim, it also has to be made for the purpose of having a good smell. But this was just made to take away the bad smell. Avuri rechul davida. Amar avida marav, kol shemitzin lefano b'yayim uva layla, ein mevarchimah. This is talking about when there be mitzi a mace. If they would be mitzi this candle, whether they took out the mace. In other words, the mace has a certain chashivas importance. That whether they took it out during the day or the night, then aim of archinolab, you don't make a bracha, because that candle, that light, was only l'chavad ha-meis. But if they only take it out at night, then you could make, in other words, they only lit a candle for this type, for this mace at night, so then you make a bracha. Amar Rav Huna, b'sam shal beis ha-kisei, Shemana osi lahavar esazuhuma aim of archinolab. If you have the summon of the beis ha-kisei, and if you have shaman which is made to be maver the zuhuma, to take away the bad smell, let's say a person has smells on his hand, ein mevarch in love, you don't make a bruch on it. Again, the same logic, it's not made for the purpose of a good smell. Now Rashi actually, interesting, says, different really than Taisus seems to learn earlier, Rashi says it doesn't mean you don't make a bruch at all. You don't make the bruch of bori atzei besamin on the shemen, but you would make a bracha if you're talking about shemen shalafarsim, which people used to use to take away the bad smell from their hands. So Rashi says you would make a bracha called Bari Shemen Ari. We had that in the Gemara earlier, a bracha on the creation of the of this balsam oil. Okay, so he says what we talk about making Bari Atzi B'Samim on this oil. That talks depends why you're using it. If you're using it for a good smell or using it to take away a bad smell or on your hands. Remember the Kol Hechad Alar Rebeicha Avida Lo Mavarchin Alav. You want to say whenever something's not for a smell, you don't make a bracha bari, meaning with some base fate. We learned in a brisa, nichnas achanusa shol baisim. Somebody goes into a store that sells these type of besamim, the riach reach, and he smells a smell. I feel yashiv shom kol yom kulenim mevarech ala pamachts. Even if you sit there the whole day, you only make a bracha once. Nichnas levin yaitzim, nichnas v'yaitzim mevarech ala kol pam v'kpam. You enter and leaves every time you cut. That's called the hesach hadas. You have to make a new bracha bari mini besamim. I v'hachad the lav the reicha v'did the besamim the things that are in there. They're not made for good smells. Mekamavarech. So Gemara says, "And lerecha nami hu davida." They're also made for recha. They're also made for recha gehechad anarchu in shevenasvir nasvin mine. In other words, it's in order that people are going to want to buy the besamim. That's what they have in that type of store. Tana rabbanah haimahalachutz lekrach v'iriach reach. If somebody's going outside a krach and he smells a smell, imroiv avdei kachavim ein mevarach. Imroiv yisrael mevarach. If it's roiv avdei kachavim, then he doesn't make a bracha. And if it's roiv yisrael mevarach, we had this before. Rav Yisrael rafil roiv yisrael nami ein mevarach. Meishu b'nai yisrael mekatos lekshafim. Because he says the daughters of Yisrael, they used to burn up stuff for lekshafim. Other cool lekshafim mekatrin. He says, are they all mekatrin for lekshafim? He says, no. He says, have a limited lekshafim. Some of them do for lekshafim for witchcraft. Umiyuta, there was a problem, obviously. Umiyuta nami legamer sekelim. And some of them also do it to put a good smell in the kelim. Mishtakich. So we find ruva the lav l'recha of it. Most of them aren't doing it for a good smell. The whole ruva the lav l'recha of it lo mevarech. Whenever you have a roi that's not made for reyach, so then you can't make a bracha. Right, okay. In other words, that's similar to what we said before. It has to be l'reichen, or has to... Well, all right, it's not exactly like it, but in other words, the point is it has to be ruba d'reichen. So therefore, that's why Rav Yossi held that way. He was choshish for this concern that they are makatris for kshafim. Somebody goes on Fridays in Tiberia, Matzoy Shabbos, Saturday night, Tzipori, the Riach Reach, and he has a smell. Einu Mevarich, he doesn't make a bracha. It's a chazaka that that was the time in Tiberia Friday afternoon, and in Tzipori on Matzoy Shabbos, they did it in order to put a good smell into their begodim, into their clothing, and therefore, it's not a smell that was made for smelling. Okay, Tanar Rabbanah Haimalach b'shuk shel Akum nisratzu l'reach ehareza chotev. If you're going in the shuk of goyim and of non-Jews and you want to smell, that's a chote, because it could be that they're lighting this. They have the good smells there for the avodah zarah, for idol worship, and you can't be nena from idol worship. Okay, we're turning the page now. You can't make a bracha on, this is what the Mishnah said, Mishnah back in the beginning of Eilu Dvarim, it says you can't make a bracha on the ner ad shi'usu until you have hana from it. I want to explain exactly what that means. Okay. Amarav Yudam Arav lo yu'usu usu mamish. It doesn't mean you have to actually have hana. Ela kol shi'ilu aymid b'karav, if you're standing close by, u'mishtamish le'oro, and you would be mishtamish la'ara, you could be mishtamish la'ara, you could have an aura from the light. Even if you're seeing the candle far away, but if you would be standing close, it's light enough to have hana from it, then that's good. You don't have to be standing close enough to have hana, it could even be far enough to have hana, as long as the candle has the ability to give hana, in other words, to give light to somebody standing close. If somebody has a candle in his lap, or the penis, or in a lantern, or shiral shel heves, meaning it's covered over, like by a glass thing, or shiral shel heves, where he sees and we're bringing it down for this next part, or shiral shel heves lo nishtamish la'aro, or if he sees a shel heves, a torch, and he didn't have ana from its light, oh nishtamish la'aro v'lo ra shel heves, or he was nishtamish to its light, and he didn't see the shel heves, right? Either way, einu mevarach ad shi'usu shel heves yishtamish la'ayro. He can't make a bracha until he has both. He has to see the shel heves, and he has to be mishtamish la'ayro. So he says bishlem mishtamish la'ayro. We understand the case of mishtamish la'ayro v'lo'ra shel heves. You can have hana from its light, but you don't actually see the light. Mishkakel to the kaim of the karen zavis. You could be standing around a corner, so you can't see the light source, but you can still see light. So that situation, you can't make a bracha boramir eish. But it says if you see a shel heves, if you see a torch and you can't be mishtamish to its light, how are you going to have such a situation? How do you have a situation like that where you could see a shel heves and you can't be mishtamish? Or lav de mecharka, it must be talking about, in other words, you see the candle but you can't have ana, you're too far away. So you see that it would seem to be a kasha on what Rabbi Yudah Rav said. How could he say that? The Braisa seems to contradict it. The Braisa says that you can only be mishtamish la'ayro you can only make a bracha bar meish when you're close enough to have hishtamshus, to have use of the candle. So the Gemara says loy kigon da'amyuba ozla. That's talking about a situation where it's going out, and that's why when you're far away you can't make the bracha. In other words, it's not mishtamish la'ayro because it's going out, it's dimming. But it's not a contradiction to what Rabbi Marav said, that as long as, even if you can see it from far away and you're too far to have ana from it, but if you would be close, you could have ana, that's enough to say that you can make the Boromir H in the far away place where you are. If they're burning coals and you have a light, you can make a bracha on them. If they're dimming, then you cannot make a bracha on it. You can't make a... You cannot make a Boromir H. Haichi dami lachashus. What's lachashus? Amar Abchizda kol shi'ilu machnasos and kisim. You stick in there like a little splinter, but their lechus may allow. That's called lachashus. That's called that there's enough fire there to make a Boromir H. Yibaylu. Now the Gemara has a question just on the. It's a lashon question. It doesn't really have to do with the halacha. It says omimos. Oh, omimos is the word for dimming. Is that with an aleph spell, the first letter, or an ayin? It's interesting. The Taimonim say a different sound for the Aleph or the Ayin. I just thought of, but over here you said they weren't sure how. I guess they said it, or there were places where they did say it the same sound, like we do. It says Arazim will not dim the kavod of the malchus that we're talking about over there in the Gan Elokim. Anyway, it's spelled over there with an ayin. So you see, the point is that an ayin is the way to spell dimming. They won't dim your kavod in the Gan Elokim. Okay. Rav Amar Yusam Mamish. Rav says different than what we said now. We're going back to the halacha. Yusam Mamish means you have to actually have enough of it. The kama, how much? Amar Ula Kadeshi Yakar Bein Isser Lepundia. It means you have to be able to tell the difference between an Isser and a Pundia. I mean, there were two different coins. In other words, and you have to. Now, it doesn't actually mean, Rashi says, that you have to have enough from it. It just means you have to be close enough that you could have enough. Right. Okay, but in other words, not like what we said before, you could even be far away. Kiski Omar, Kineshiaka bein Malusma shel Tiveria, le Malumusma shel Sipari. Rashi learns it means weights. Other Rishonim learn it means coins. So, in other words, he has to be close enough for that. All right, not clear which one. I think the second one maybe you need more light for. Okay, Rashi doesn't make it clear actually over here. All right. Rav Yehuda Mevarech Adabei Adedaila. Rav Yehuda was Mevarech Adabei Adedaila, which means it was a close. That means it was close to his house, and that's Rav according to his reason. Did he hold? No, I'm sorry. Rav Yehuda would be Mevarech on the light of Beis Adedaila. It was far, and that's Rav Yehuda going according to his reasoning. Rav Mevarech Adabei Gurya Barchama. Rav would make a bracha on the house of Begurya Barchama, which was Rashi says was far away. All right, you have to know then. Which was close. Rav Yehuda was Mavarech on the place that was far, and Rav was Mavarech on the place that was close, which is Rav according to his fitting in with what he holds. Abai Mavarech Adabei Baravua, and Abai was Mavarech Adabei Baravua. Now it's not clear which way Abai went, and so you had to know the neighborhood really to understand this. At least Rashi doesn't make it clear. Omer Rav Yehuda Marav, Ein Machzirin Al Or Kedero Shemachzirin Al Mitzvah. You can't make a bracha. You don't have to go find an or, like you have to go find a mitzvah, like a lulav and esrog. You have to find, a person doesn't have tefillin, he has to look for the tefillin, but he says you don't have to make a bracha on fire like you make a bracha on mitzvahs. You don't have to look around. You don't have to, if you have one, if damilo, it comes to you, you make a bracha, otherwise you don't have to. Amar Rabbi Zera, Mereish Havim Ahadronam. In the beginning, I was used to go around looking. If I didn't have a fire, so Shabbos, I used to go around looking for a candle. Even the Shemana Lahad Rav Yehuda Marav. Once I heard what Rav Yehuda Marav says, Ananami Loi Mahadrona. He says I also didn't go look around for it. Eli Miklu Le Mimela Mabarchina. If I came to me, then I would make a bracha. But otherwise, I wouldn't make a bracha. All right. Mm-hmm. Okay. Right. Just on the right. The Rebbeinu Yonya says, by the way, on the Meluzma. Was they were closer, so you needed more light, according to the second opinion. Whatever that we have to know those coins or the weights to understand the different madregas of light you would need. All right, now we're going to a new topic. Misha Achal, right? The Mishnah said over that if somebody eats and he forgets and he leaves his place and he didn't say Berachos HaMazon, Beis Shammai says he has to go back to the place. Beis Hillel says he could say Berachos HaMazon in the place where he is. Amar Rav Zura, the same Rav Dima Bar Abba Machlekes B'Shachach. Machlekes is in a case when he was when he forgot. If you left intentional, in other words, there's a machlokas if somebody forgot, but if somebody does it intentionally, everybody holds you have to go back to the place where you ate and say Birchas HaMazon. So Gemara says pshita, it's pashit. I don't need the Amora to tell me that. B'shachachnan, it says in the Mishnah that the halacha only applies if you forgot. So Gemara says, "Mahu disema afu adin afilu mezid." I might think that really it applies to the mezid. Behaydik tani v'shachach, that which we said v'shachach, that you forgot lo adiach hakoychin the Beis Shammai. That's only to tell you the koch of Beis Shammai that even when you forgot, you're mechuyev, you're obligated to go back to the place. Gemara Shmolan so comes to teach us So Kamash Malan comes to teach us that that's why we need the Amor to tell you that the maze of Divrei Hakol Yashrim Klemi V'Yivarech. Okay, even that Shachach is Davka. It's only by a case of Shachach. Tanya, Amr Lembeis Hill of Beis Shammai. Right, okay, just to go back a second, right, it's only when you forgot. Tanya, Amr Lembeis Hill of Beis Shammai. Beis Hill said to Beis Shammai, Divreichem, Mishachach Baroish Abirev, somebody ate, let's say, in a big palace, and he has to Meshachach, the Yoret. He went down a lot of steps below Birach. After the Rosh HaBiri, he has to go back to the top of the tower of Yivarech, and he has to go back. Amalan Beishamel Beisilu. So Beishamel said to Beisilu, the Brechem Yishachach Arniki Barosh HaBira. You're going to tell me if somebody forgets a wallet, forgets his money in the top of a bir, loyal of Yitlenu Lechavod Atzmu, the Yitlenu, he's not going to go back. Even if he has to go back 10 flights, he's going to go back. Lechavod Atzmu Oela, for his own covet, he goes. Lechavod Shemayim Lechol Shekein. Certainly should go Lechavod Shemayim. Certainly has to go. All right. Hanetre Talmidim. There were two Talmidim. Chadovet Kibeshegig Kibeshamai. One did Beshegig like Beshamai. The Ishkach Arniki to the Dahava. And by going back, he found something that he didn't even forget. He found a golden goblet, whatever it is. So he found something, golden. Acharav the Mezer kebeis Hillel. One did the Mezer like Beis Hillel, v'achle Aryeh, and a lion ate him up. In other words, he dafka left, and he didn't bench, which actually he really didn't do like Beis Hillel either, because even Beis Hillel holds that person's really supposed to go back if he leaves intentionally. But in other words, it says a lion ate him up, and I guess if he would have gone back, that wouldn't have happened. By the way, they say over here that even how could somebody do like, you're not supposed to actually be machmer like Beis Shammai, be paskin like Beis Hillel, but they say in this halacha, even Beis Hillel's moda, he just doesn't obligate you in a case where you forgot to go back, but even he's moda that's a praiseworthy thing to do. Rabbi Rachana Havi Kozel B'Shur Yossi, he was going on a trip, Ochel, he ate Vishtoli below Birach, he ate and he forgot, and he didn't say Birchas HaMazon, Omer, Heichi Yav, what am I going to do? He was together with a caravan, and if I tell them I forgot to say Birchas HaMazon, really, they're going to say we're not going to go back. They'll say Birach. Hacha, make a bracha over here. They'll have a good svar. They'll say Hashem is every place. What do you have to go back for? Mutav daminalu. So it's better I should tell them. And Nasha Yona de Dahava. I left a golden Yona there, a golden dove, which is a valuable thing. So that they could relate to. They'll say we'll go back. Amar luhu. So he said to them, in three lay the Nashi Yonah de Dahava. He says, what? You know, let's go back and stay, you know, because people didn't want to go alone on the road. He wanted to travel together with a caravan. So therefore, since he wanted to travel together with a caravan, he didn't want to be going forward. So he said, wait for me until, because I forgot this. Also, so he went back, Ubira, and he made Birchas HaMazon. Hashkuch Yonah v'Dahava. And he actually found a golden dove over there. He didn't really forget one. He made up a story. Okay, the question is, how could he make up a story over here? It seems that he held, you could say that for the purpose of the mitzvah, a person is entitled to say that he's entitled to make up this story. Now the only problem, okay, so let's say that's true. We find sometimes a person could change the truth a little bit for various needs. And apparently, Rabbi Baruch Hanna was going with that approach over here. But the question is, you don't want to make a Chil Hashem, you don't want to look bad. So the answer over here is that he wouldn't look bad, because it, even if he didn't find it, and he didn't expect to find it actually, was a miracle that he actually found it, but even if he didn't find it, he figured they'll fix. Somebody took it in between, right? You leave a golden dove on the street on Broadway, it will be taken probably. But you go back to look anyway. That's what people do. You leave your wallet someplace, you go back to look. Even though there's a good chance if you leave it certain places, it's definitely not going to be there. All right, why did he make up the story? Now the Gemara is going to ask, Maishna Yonah, why did he say a golden dove? The Misile Knesset Yisrael Lil Yonah. Knesset Yisrael is compared to a dove. The Chziv Kanfe Yonah Nechapa Bekesef. The Avroseha the Yerakra Charutz. Says Kanfe Yonah, the rings of a Yonah are coated with silver, and their pinions white with brilliant gold. So my Yonah in itself is elevated. Yonah is only saved because it has wings, right? Af Yisrael ain't any soul in eleva mitzvahs. So Yisrael is only saved because of the fact that it has mitzvahs. So it's comparing the wings of the dove to the wings of Klal Yisrael. Right, they're only saved for the mitzvahs. That's why he used that approach of a golden dove. Okay, which actually the pasuk is mentioning as well. Okay, at Amasai. And so, well, how long, if you forget to bench, how much time do you have in order to bench? So we said, kama shir ikul. What's the shir of ikul? Meaning that, in other words, because the Mishnah said a lashon that you can only bench until it's shir ikul, until it's a certain amount, until it's digested, a certain level of digestion, which at once you get to that point, so then you can't bench anymore. You forgot it, you didn't remember in time. Okay, I'm Rabbi Yechonon. Kol zman sheino rov. As long as he's not hungry. As long as he's not hungry. Reish Lakish shomer kol zman sheyitzma. As long as he's not thirsty, machmas achilasu. Okay, so they have a machlokis as to what the time. Amrle Rabbi Yemer by Shlima lemarzutra. Be Amrle, some say it was Rabbi Yemer by Shizbi lemarzutra. Mi omer Reish Lakish hachi. Did Reish Lakish actually say this? Omer Avami, omer Reish Lakish, kama shir equal. What's the shir of equal? They didn't say these time periods, whether he's not hungry anymore from the original eating or not, or he's still thirsty from the original eating. Rather, they said the time it takes to walk 4 mil, which we say generally is about 72 minutes. So Gemara says loy kasha. There's no contradiction between that and between the two Reish Lakishes. Kan b'achila meruba, kan b'achila muetis. By an achila meruba, we say that it's as long as. Rashi says it's 4 milim by an achila meruba, and by achila muetis, it's kol zman sheyitzma. As long as he's still hungry from still thirsty from that eating, so that's enough to say that he has to that he could still say berachas hamazon. Taisus says he wants to turn it around because he says it comes out according to the way Rashi's learning. That the achila meruba may have the dalad milan may be a shorter zman that than the kol zman sheyitzma. So he wants to say achila meruba is as long as he's still thirsty because that doesn't have that's a longer time. But muad is only if it's an achila muad, they only ate a small amount, then it's 72 minutes. Actually, none of this is probably relevant to us halacha lemaisa, because halacha lemaisa we pass in like Rav Yochanan kol zman sheino rov. And we say, I believe, that you can assume for sure 72 minutes, you're definitely not hungry from the last eating that you ate. It doesn't seem to make a difference between Achila Meruba and Achila Muetis. That's only a difference in Reish Lakish. Okay. Balahem Yayin. Now we're talking about Balahem Yayin. Now, parts of this were discussed earlier in the Gemara. Yayin comes after the Mazon, right? He only has that kos. What to do? We're not going on that part of the Mishnah. We're going rather on the last part of the Mishnah that you're supposed to answer amen after a yisrael makes a bracha, but not after a kusi. If it's a kusi, you cannot make the bracha unless you hear the entire bracha. So the Gemara focuses on this point. Lemeimer the yisrael afagab the loy shama kula bracha aina. You want to say yisrael even if you don't make the entire bracha, you could answer amen. If he lo shama hechi nafik, if he didn't hear the whole bracha, how is he yotzit? Right, like we said before. Been said before, I'm sure that Birchas HaMazon, you're only Yotza Birchas HaMazon. In other words, the way they used to do a mezumen of Birchas HaMazon was they used to have one person say the entire Birchas HaMazon, and they were all Yotza Shomea Ka'on. Alright, we don't do that nowadays, we only do the first part, the Zimun together. But he says, but if you didn't hear the whole Birchas HaMazon, you gotta hear every word. It's like, you know, by Mikra Megillah, by reading the Megillah, you gotta hear every word. Amar Avchia Bar Rav, B'Shaloi Achali Moyim. Talking about where he didn't eat together with them. He didn't eat. We're just talking about answering Naman. Mishnah is talking about where he didn't eat with them. Amalei Rav Chibare. So Rav said to Chia's son Bari, Chibare Bari, Chot son Chatefu Barich. He said, jump and try to be the one making the bracha. It's always better to be the one. If you get an opportunity, try to be the leader. Rav Huna said the same thing to Rabbi, his son Chatefu Barich. He says, "Be the one. Try to be the one that's making the bracha. Try to be the one that's the mavarich. Lemeimer the mavarich hadaf imando ani amen. So you want to say over here that the one who makes the bracha is better than the one who answers amen? I ba'atanya yais yomer gadol aida amen yaiser min a mavarich. Greater is the one who answers amen than the mavarich. You see, answering amen is a bigger madrega. Amalei Rav Nehurai. Rav Nehurai said, 'Hashemayim.'" By Shemayim Kenu, it's certainly true. Hey, the Shal Gilurian Yarden is Garin Bimelchama. They go and they fight in the war. The Giborim Yarden Umenatskin, and the Giborim they like In other words, they're the ones who actually have the victory. So the bracha is like the initial groundwork. But the giborim, the real strong ones, come in. In other words, first you have the foot soldiers, and then you have the higher-ups come in to finish up, to mop up operations in a war. So that's why he says that's what the umming is like. That's what answering umming is like. Okay. So Tanai, the Gemara says it's really a machlekes Tanai, the Tanya Echad Mavarech, the Echad Oina Amin B'mashma, whether Elish Mamar and the Mavarech Yoisir Mena Oina. They give a schar first to the one who makes a bracha more than the one who answers Amin. And of course we have the other brisa, greater is the one who answers Amin more than the Mavarech. And we have the Mashal of Naroi. I remember I once heard another pshat from Shem Rav Avigdor Miller, how could it be greater is the one who answers Amen more than the Mavarech? Because he says, you make a bracha, you have a choice whether you want to make a bracha or not. But when you're answering Amen, you're obligated to answer Amen when you hear a bracha. So it's Gadol Mitzvah B'Yais, or maybe Shein Mitzvah B'Yais. It's an Indian like that. Answering Amen is something that you're obligated to respond, forced to respond, whereas the bracha, you decided to start off. All right, but anyway, we see it's a Machlekes Tanoim. B'Yiminei, Shmuel mirav, mahu lanus amin achri tinekel shul beis rabin. What's the halacha about answering amin after children who make a bracha? And it sounds like we're talking about when they're learning brachas. Amalei, achar kol onin amin chutz mitinekel shul beis rabin. You answer amin after everybody's bracha, except for tinekel shul beis rabin, children in school. Hov l'islami dasuyin, because it's made for the purpose of for learning. That's why they're doing it. So Gemara says, that's talking about when they don't say the Haftorah, but if they're saying the Haftorah or and they're being Mevarech in the Torah for the Aliyah of Maftir, which a cotton is allowed to get Meikar Adin, even though we don't practice that really in the Ashkenazi community so much. But he says, but then they're saying the bracha not for the purpose of the Islame, rather they're saying the bracha for the purpose of for the real purpose of being Yotzei Chiyuv. So when a kid is making a bracha not to learn, but to really make a chiyuv, so then he says, then you make a bracha. And actually, the Ravid learns that way. Yidum Miftarayu means, right, the article actually brings it down. Yidum Miftarayu means during the time when they're actually making a bracha, for real. Tana Rabbanim, Shemen Makavis a bracha, Divrei Rebbe Zilai. Shemen, they used to have a custom to wipe themselves with oil at the end of the meal. So if somebody, you can't make a bracha, Rashi says it's two things. You can't say Berachas Hamazon until you do that, because it's not a kavod for the benching, to have these hands that are dirty. And also, furthermore, you can't. It's not considered like you stopped eating yet. In other words, you can make a bracha on something that's coming later in the meal. It's not like you mesiach das from eating. Ravzvoya meina makiv. Ravzvoya says you're not. It's not makiv. In other words, it's not makiv. Rav Acham or shemen toiv makiv. He says shemen toiv is makiv. You have to even have, if somebody's used to having a shemen which has besamim in it, which has a good fragrances in it, then that's maki. Rav Zuhamoy, Amram Kishem Shemazun, Pasal Avoda, just like somebody who has a smell is Pasal Varavoda. He says, Kach Yadai Mitzumas, if somebody has dirty hands or smelly hands, Psul Sabracha, you cannot make a bracha. Amr Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Ana Lo Ziloi, I don't know about the Ziloi, Velo Zivoy, the Rav Zivoy that we said, where it's not maki, Velo Zuhamoy, who said that it is ma'akev, yadana ela masnisi yadana. I don't know any of these Amoraic statements. I know it's a brisa, the Amor of Yudom Arab, Yomer Leit Masisa Tana. We learned it in the Mishnah already. Yiskadishtem, it's a brisa, only an Amoraic statement. Elu mayam rishonim. You have to wash Nesilas Yadayim before you eat bread. Yisim Kedoshim, the Pasuk says, it's, which means Elu mayam achronim. It learns out that you have to wash mayam achronim. You have to do mayam achronim. Ki kodosh. And then when it says ki kadosh, in the end it says what does the Bach say? Ki kadosh, ani zeh shemen, atoy, ani Hashem Elokeichem, and then you say ani Hashem Elokeichem, zu bracha, that's the bracha. And Tosis, by the way, adds over here that you don't have to do, he says, Tosis' sheet is that you don't have to do, and some people rely on this, you don't have to do mayim achronim bezman hazeh, because mayim achronim was only because of Melech Sedaimus, but now that we don't have Melech Sedaimus, we don't have to do mayim achronim. But he says people who always are more munat, more finickish, and feel that their hands are dirty, so then they definitely should wash after the meal before they say brachas hamazon. It should be a covet for the bracha. Hadran alach elu dvarim. Okay, we'll stop here.